positive all the time. That's me. I'd have starved if I'd gotten a pound of bread for every minute I really believed we had a chance. Several people made sure news of the face-off got out. I heard rumors that some temples closed their doors for lack of business. Others had to turn away angry crowds. Great. But how long would it last? These people's passion for supernatural nonsense was far older and more ingrained than their passion for militarism. "What the hell happened?" I asked Swan, first chance I got. I was getting the language, but not fast enough to grasp religious subtleties. "I think Blade happened." He seemed bemused. "Say what?" "Ever since we've been here, Blade's been spreading seditious nonsense about priests should stick to taking care of souls and karma and keep their noses out of politics. Been selling that down to our place. And when he heard about your confab with the high priests, he got himself out in the streets to spread what he called the true story. These people are all for their gods, you better remember that, but they ain't so hot on some of their priests, especially the kind that grab them by the purse and squeeze." I laughed. Then I said, "You tell him to back off. I've got troubles enough without a religious revolution." "Right. I don't think you got to worry about that." I had to worry about everything. Taglian society was under extreme stress, though it took an outsider to see it. Too many changes too fast in a traditionalist, restrictive society. No way for conventional mechanisms to adjust. Saving Taglios would be like riding the whirlwind. I would have to stay light on my feet to keep the frustration and fear directed against the Shadow Masters. One eye wakened me in the middle of one of my four-hour snoozes. "Jahamaraj Jai's here. Says he's got to see you right now." "His kid take a turn for the worse." "She's fine. He thinks he's going to pay you off." "Bring him in." The priest slipped in looking furtive. He bowed and scraped like a street dweller. He plied me with every title the Taglian people had been able to imagine, including healer. Appendectomy was a piece of surgery unknown in those parts. He looked around as though expecting ears growing out of the walls. Maybe that was an occupational hazard. He did not like the sight of Frog Face at all. That suggested some people knew what the imp was. I should keep that in mind. "Is it safe to talk?" he asked. I followed that without translation. "Yes." "I must not stay long. They will be watching me, knowing I owe you a great debt, healer."
"Then get on with it," I thought.
"Yes?"
"The high priest of Shaddaa, my superior, Gojarindi Goj, whose patron is Haddaa, one of whose avatars is Death. You distressed him the other night. He has told the children of Haddaa that Haddaa thirsts for your ka."
Frog Face translated and added commentary.
"Haddaa is the Shaddaa goddess of death, destruction and corruption, Cap. The children of Haddaa are a subcult who dedicate themselves by way of murder and torture. Doctrine says that should be random and senseless. The way it works out, though, is that those who die have got onto the boss priest's shit list."
"I see," I smiled slightly. "And who is your patron, Jahamaraj Ja?" He smiled back.
"Kadi."
"All sweetness and light, I take it."
"Hell no, Chief. She's Hada's twin sister. Just as damned nasty. Got her fingers into plague, famine, disease, fun stuff like that. One of the big things the